Canada seems to reckon that in the long run, controlling every element of its international trade, with whom to strike deals, in what languages to do business, represents a simple act of sovereignty. Time will tell how digging in on that approach might serve in the face of tariffs from the United States. Who will blink first? Our reporters look at this and other economic confrontations with friends and foes alike. Control of a narrative is also important along America's famous Route 66. Today, staff writer Harry Brunius takes us into Native American-owned shops there to hear why they think it's so vital that they control their name, image, and likeness. It's Tuesday, August 25th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from Wire Services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. The U.S. struck a vessel in the Eastern Pacific, killing two people in the first such attack in months. U.S. Southern Command announced the strike early on Monday, saying it targeted a low-profile vessel operating along established narco-trafficking routes in the Eastern Pacific, and that the two people killed are accused of trafficking drugs. The death toll from the Trump administration's nearly year-long campaign of bombing boats off Latin America's Caribbean coast and in the Eastern Pacific now exceeds 210 after more than 60 strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump has said the United States is at war with drug cartels. Critics have questioned the offensive's legality. Firefighters are trying to stop a Nevada wildfire from reaching homes in Reno. A wildfire that exploded in size over the weekend has prompted authorities to urge more than 90,000 Reno area residents to leave their neighborhoods. Videos show some homes have already been destroyed, with winds potentially threatening more. Authorities said late Sunday that the Hawk Fire had stayed within its footprint and that firefighters were extinguishing hotspots. Those crews are working to keep the fire from jumping a main highway and reaching more homes. Also, European powers pledged stronger support as Ukraine marks its Independence Day. The leaders of Britain and France promised military support, including access to classified technology and faster deliveries of air defense missiles. British Prime Minister Andy Burnham, in Kyiv on his first foreign visit since taking office last month, urged the gathering of the Coalition of the Willing to do everything we can to bolster Ukraine's defenses against Russian airstrikes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia would not halt its aggression even if Ukraine ceded to its demands for more territory in the country's east. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney hopes that he can use the collapse of trade talks with Washington to show that Canada and other middle powers can navigate geopolitical storms, all without ceding their sovereignty to nations like the United States. Sarah Miliana reports from Toronto for The Monitor. President Trump's newest tariffs and sanctions, which test the legal limits of his executive power, are expected to raise prices for U.S. consumers ahead of key midterm elections. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. Iran is one of the most heavily sanctioned countries in the world. But the Trump administration hopes it can turn up the pressure even more, threatening nations that do business with Tehran. Caitlin Babcock and Victoria Hoffman report from Washington for The Monitor. Washington's curtailing of joint military drills in South Korea was widely framed as a humiliating moment for Seoul. But it could also push the country on a path to self-reliance and nuclear arms. Contributor Kelly Casillas Cho reports for The Monitor. Some Native American communities push back on stereotypes used to market businesses along Route 66. But they also know that the road attracts people who can be consumers for their businesses and who may listen to the true stories of indigenous people in the American Southwest. Harry Brunius reports from Tulsa, Oklahoma for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on repair, not revenge, in post-autocratic Hungary. In countries with eroding democracies, many people have watched Hungary over the past 3 months make rapid reforms under a new prime minister, Péter Magyar. In April, he and his center-right Tisza party won a landslide election victory that ousted Viktor Orbán. The pro-Russia conservative leader ruled for 20 years in total, leaving a web of corrupt cronyism and highly compromised state institutions. Mr. Magyar's reforms have so far required a nuanced distinction between seeking personal retribution for the closest supporters of Mr. Orbán and merely holding them accountable for misdeeds. "One thing we cannot do," said András Baka, a former head of the Supreme Court who took over the largely ceremonial position of president this month, "is build the new Hungary on revenge." One liberal newspaper, HVG, noted that Mr. Magyar's supporters are noticeably impatient and that their demand for accountability is by no means free from a desire for revenge. For his part, Mr. Magyar speaks mainly about total regime change and a restoration of democratic norms and clean governance. Yet on his preferred means of public communication, Facebook, he often mentions Mr. Orbán and his affiliates within the now-diminished Fidesz, the former governing party. Several countries in Europe have set models for rehabilitating a democracy with fair and judicial retribution against former officials deemed accountable for wrongdoing. Post-war Germany ran a denazification program, for example, while recent elections in Ukraine ousted corrupt pro-Moscow leaders. In Poland, however, Prime Minister Donald Tusk has lately been stymied in his reforms by a far-right president despite winning an election. For now, Hungary's record of reforms appears to have pleased the European Union, which has released some of the money withheld because of Mr. Orbán's erosion of the rule of law. The reforms include new drives against corruption, biased public media, and a politicized judiciary. Rule of law under a fair democracy is indeed a check on political revenge. Or as President Baka said, "Violations of the law must be uncovered, but it is for the courts to determine guilt." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor asked whether they were mistaking a painful experience for someone's identity. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.